For nonverbal people, technology has been a game changer. And today you're going to meet my daughter, Sydney, who's one of those people. And look, her device has changed our lives. You're going to meet Sydney today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with the co-founder of Clean Logic and the Inspiration Foundation, Isaac Shapiro. Isaac, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, Evan? I'm excited for today. Appreciate you bringing another personal part of your life into our
daughter Sydney in a few minutes here. I'm so excited. As you may or may not know, my daughter Sydney, she's 10 years old. She's nonverbal. And today we're going to talk about how she communicates. She was born at 25 weeks. She has severe cerebral palsy. She has brain damage. If you look at her brain in an MRI, it looks like it was described to me by doctors when she was born. It's like a shotgun blast to her brain. The reason I'm so comfortable talking about it now is because I've been through this so many times. I've told the story a million times. And, I love her so much. I'm super comfortable talking about this. She's super comfortable talking about this. My family's super comfortable talking about this. It's not something that I'm embarrassed about. I love her so much. I'm so proud of my daughter, especially after you hear this story today. You're going to understand why. When she was born and all the doctors told us how severe she was, we didn't know what to expect. She was our firstborn kid, number one. She was also the first kid we've ever raised with severe disabilities, number two. So we didn't know, is she going to be able to communicate? How is she going to be able to communicate? Is she going to be able to talk, not talk? If she's nonverbal, what does that mean? Then when it became, years into her life, we met somebody named Allie Steers, who specializes in nonverbal communication for people with cerebral palsy. Now, there's all sorts of nonverbal people with all sorts of disabilities. I didn't know that. I just thought if you're nonverbal, you're nonverbal. Because again, I was so not familiar with any of the world of disabilities and accessibility. I had no idea. I had to learn all this stuff on the fly. So somebody was like, your daughter has severe cerebral palsy. Great. You got to talk to Allie Steers. She helps kids that are nonverbal with CP communicate. So I'm like, awesome. Met with her and she's like, look, there is a communication system called POD and it is great for kids with CP. And essentially what it is she learns pathways, words connected to pathways. She'll be able to recognize the words, put together sentences, messages, whatever, and then communicate that way. And it takes a long time to learn and she's going to have to figure it out over time. But once she figures this out, it's going to be worth it. And I'm like, okay, like what are we talking about? She's like, years. And it starts with low tech and eventually she'll graduate to high tech. And I said, what does that mean? All this sounds like a foreign language. And she said, exactly. It's like learning a foreign language. I was like, okay. So step one was a book and it was like a flip book and every page had a word and an image on it. So like it would say mom and it would have like a picture, like a really basic looking picture, like a circle face with long hair and it said mom. And the second page was like a circle face with two eyes and a mouth. To dad. And all these different pictures look like that. And there was probably like 25 words in the book. And then we would go through it with Sydney every single night for months. And we would try to teach Sydney like this picture with this word means this. And then once we figured that she learned, that she had a grasp of that, which took a long time to even, until we were convinced that she had a grasp of that, then we graduated
now,
to
Evan, how many type of words were you teaching at a time? Before you get to that?
A few. It was a very slow process, Isaac. We were going a few words at a time and it took a long time to get there. But eventually we graduated from like a few words to like 25 words to 50 words. And our book went from like one picture on a page to like five pictures on a page. And now we're on a much bigger, thicker, giant book that has you know, several pictures on the page, several columns. And so if you're listening to this at home, what the pod book is several squares that are arranged in rows and columns. And what you do is when you're scanning through the book, it's a partner-led scanning system. So Sydney, who is in her wheelchair, is sitting there and I'm her partner and I'm holding the book and I'm scanning rows first. So I'll go down the row and I'll pick, you know, here's a row with these words. It says, if we're on the food page, like steak, wine, cheese. I'm obviously not giving wine to my daughter, but steak, wine, cheese. And she'll shake her head no. Okay, so then move on to the next column. Chicken, turkey, bacon. She'll shake her head no. Cake, ice cream, brownies. Then she'll shake her head yes. Okay, cake, no. Ice cream, no. Brownies, yes. Okay, so she wants brownies. Great. So then I'll put brownies up in the larger message box. And it will repeat that until she tells us that she's completed her message. So eventually, if she, you know, she'll say like, I want brownies with ice cream on it or whatever. Or I want brownies with whipped cream and chocolate syrup. It took a long time to get to learn all the different pathways. It's like choose your own adventure where you have to really...
Evan, just another thing, sorry, because I was thinking about, is there an age, like as we start talking about, you know, this and other people that might not know about this or could learn from this, is it like an age that you start, or is it something new? Is it a newer technology that you learn later? Or
sure. So again, the technology part didn't come in until a couple of years ago. I think we started with Allie when Sydney was about five years old, four or five. And again, we started with just the book and then we graduated to technology. So it was just the book to scan to start. And then once she had a good grasp of the book, then Allie graduated us to this device. And the device, Sydney, you know, she has, her left hand is pretty functional. She has use of her hand and her fingers, her fingertips. Her right hand is fisted, which means that it's closed and she can't really open it and close it and use her fingers like a typical person can. So what we've done is she uses something called switches, which is essentially two buttons that's connected to her tablet, and she's able to navigate through the columns and rows on the screen using these switches. So the switch on the left will take her down the rows and across the columns, and the switch on the right will select the word or the icon that she wants to select, right? So she can go pretty fast. Like for me, I look at it and I'm like such an old man. I'm like, okay, down the column, across the row. She's like, bang, 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 select. Bang, 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 select. She's so fast at it. It's incredible. But it took her a while to get that fast and to learn where all the pathways are. But she's really blown us away with how well she's able to navigate this system and how well she's able to express herself. And again, what's so impressive is, and this is more on me than it's on her. My expectation levels for her were so low because I didn't know what to expect, right? When everybody was telling me how bad it was with Sydney, I was just like, all right, well, you know, she was expressive. Like she smiled when she was happy. She laughed when we made funny faces at her. But I didn't know that she was going to be able to tell me, hey, Dad, I want to listen to K-pop Demon Hunters. And guess what? Now she tells me, hey, Dad, I want to listen to K-pop Demon Hunters. And it's the most amazing thing ever. She tells jokes. She's funny. She tells me what food she wants to eat. She tells me that she loves steak. She tells me that she gets an order to the brother. She wants to know where her friends are. It's amazing. And this technology, this language system, has completely changed Sydney's life. It's changed my life. I mean, with Sydney, let's talk about Sydney. Not only does it give her access, more access to the world than she would have had, obviously, because you want to be able to communicate and engage with your surroundings and your friends. It helps her socialize at school. We're able to upload music videos and music and other videos that she can play for her friends. It helps her, like, she's funny. She tells jokes. All these things that, like, we take for granted, she's able to do now, and it's given her access and able to engage in ways that are so important that most people take for granted. And then for me, like, it's completely, you know, I've been able to learn so much about her and appreciate her. And again, all these things that I didn't know that I would be able to learn about her, that I've been able to learn about her, that I appreciate so much. And I'm so grateful for it.
Well, I think it's just amazing because, you know, with growing up watching, and when you talk about technology impact someone with a disability, you know, I grew up, you know, as, you know, computers coming into our world in the 80s, and my mom, not only were all learning how to use computers, it's talking to her. So my mom got to be a part of the computer revolution, but not everybody did. And then it evolved to the iPhone and how accessible the iPhone became for people that were blind and visually impaired. And so this just makes me think about how technology really can help the communication, whether it's internal, external. I'm just so, like, it's amazing to watch your excitement.
Yeah.
Because this is something that really is opening another path of communication through technology. And I just find how it's amazing how technology has made such an impact in, you know, people's lives, especially in your life, Evan.
So with that said, do you want to see in action? Do you want to see Sydney demonstrate this thing?
Definitely. Let's see it. Let's see it. All right.
So here's Sydney. You're about to meet her. Again, she's 10 years old. This is Sydney. She is, she's incredible, man. She's amazing. She's exceeded every expectation that we've had for her in terms of her ability to communicate. She's so smart. She's so funny. She's so great. So, she's 10 year old kid. She's a ham, but she when we brought her over and told her she was going to be on camera, she did get very excited. And like any 10-year-old kid, like she's done this a million times. She does this every single day, but she got so excited that she was hitting the buttons a little fast. And I could tell she was a little embarrassed by that. So give her a little bit of grace for that. But here she is. The first thing she wanted to do was ask you about the most important thing in her life right now, which is, did you hear about Bad Bunny playing at the Super Bowl? She wants to ask you about it. Take it away, Sydney.
Halftime show. Are you excited too?
So, are you excited about Bad Bunny?
Maybe you should play them a song by Bad Bunny so they know who Bad Bunny is.
Here it comes, you guys. Here, I hope you're paying attention. All right. This is the new Bad Bunny song. Now you gotta show them how to dance to Bad Bunny. When she found out that Bad Bunny, she was doing the Super Bowl halftime show, she was very excited. That's all she wanted to talk about. So she made me put it in her computer, which I did. She made me upload a Bad Bunny music video to her YouTube page on her computer, which I did. And
love it. Love it.
She was at the hit at school today because all she was doing was playing that song over and over again. The other thing that she was doing at school today was telling everybody about her weekend. She loves to program. She has me and Sam, her mom, program in what she does over the weekend. And so on Mondays at school, she likes to tell everybody, just because everybody goes to school on Mondays and they say, oh, what'd you do this weekend? Well, same goes for Sydney.
So yeah. Sydney had a really exciting weekend, and she's going to use her computer to tell you
something.
What she did this weekend.
I have something to tell you.
Yep.
It's one of my stories. Have you ever been to Las Vegas? We saw the Knights of the Round Table at Excalibur, and we also saw the Blue Man Group. We also hang out at the pools.
Can you tell me who you went with?
Me, my mom and dad, my brother Bennett, my bubby, and my grandpa.
Why did you go to Las Vegas? Can you answer that question? Why did you go to Las Vegas?
My parents thought Vegas would be fun for me and Bennett, and they were right.
So Sydney Amazing. Had a really fun weekend. She drove a boat. So here she is, not only telling everybody that she drove a boat this weekend, but then showing everybody the video of her driving a boat this weekend on her device. It's amazing. Take a look. So look, you know, amazing, as you can amazing. See, she loves having it. She's really great at it. One thing I want to point out, you might be wondering what the donut looking things are on surrounding the buttons. Those are to, you know, she had this habit of using her palm to smash the buttons, which number one, it breaks the buttons. So what the donut does is kind of protect the button, but it also teaches her to kind of use her fine motor skills with her fingers to help her give her greater accuracy to navigate around, you know, through the columns and rows. So she's not just using her hands to smash the button. She has to use her fingertips to do it, to get around those big giant donuts that surround the button.
Well, Evan, I really just appreciate you sharing this, your video, your daughter. This reminds me a lot of when we did our golf events, and we would bring in adaptive technology for business people to see, and they would be like, oh, I didn't even know blind people could use computers. Yeah. I didn't know you could put Braille. I didn't know there was talking computers. So what you're doing is, again, bringing to the mass, to people, to see like what people have in their life to, one, live independent lives, to be able to, you know, create a relationship with your daughter, where a lot of us don't have a lot of experience with cerebral palsy. And I think it's just amazing what you've been able to feature. Even, you know, we look at Drew, who has cerebral palsy at, you know, the hot sauce company. It's really amazing. And I just really appreciate you showing us this type of adaptive technology and showing the accessibility that's out there, because it's just eye-opening for me.
Yeah, well, look, technology is moving so fast. And, you know, for us, this was the right technology and the right language system for us. And there are tons of different systems out there, and technology is moving so fast and improving so quickly that if you have a child who's nonverbal, not necessarily cerebral palsy, who's nonverbal, there are nonverbal autistic people, there are nonverbal cerebral palsy people, there are tons of people with different situations who are nonverbal, and there are different language systems that might be right for that person. So I advise you to meet with a nonverbal language specialist, somebody like Ali Steers, maybe a doctor, somebody else, and have that conversation. But what I would say is, and what I really want to stress is, just because that person is nonverbal doesn't mean that they don't have a lot to say. For example, I know a person who is nonverbal, and they are a very smart person, and they're unfortunately unable to use a language system right now, but they do have a yes or no, and they're able to use their eyes. And they're right now unable to use one of those systems where they can type and do all that stuff with their eyes, but they are able to answer yes, no using their eyeballs. So what the kid's parents do is they'll ask a yes or no question and then hold up a finger here and a finger here, and the kid will look to one side for yes and the other side for no. And that is a way to get information out of this child. And this child is so smart, and he's great. And there, you know, that's just a really basic language system. But please, what I'm begging you is, don't give up on these kids, and don't give up on people that are nonverbal just because it's hard. It's worth investing the time. They have so much to say. There's so much going on in them, so much more than you think. And I know from experience, and it's worth it. So please invest in these people. Please invest in your children. Invest in other nonverbal people. It's worth it. It's worth it. And
I think that's great advice, Evan, because I thought anybody could use a pod. So it sounds like, you know, working with a language therapist. Is that what you called?
Nonverbal communication specialist.
Yeah. So that sounds like it's a key to that, piece of getting that communication. So thank you for that.
Of course. Of course. Well, look, that's going to do it for us here at Driven by Purpose. If you want more information on people like Ali Steers, again, go to my website. You can go to my Instagram page, and I'll have a link in my bio so you can visit people like her. And you can reach out to us directly if you have questions. We're more than happy to help you. And again, if you like our show, if you want to help spread the word, we'd really appreciate it. Please like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. That's how we grow this thing. And in the meantime, we'll see you next time on Driven by Purpose.
And thank you, Sydney, for being on here today. So we really appreciate that. So thank you, Evan, for doing that. It was amazing.